son Yehuda, Pamoides Hashem. She thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara in Brochus quotes Reb Shem Baichoy is saying, from the day that Hashem created the world, nobody ever thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything. By the Ovdi Avod Zarah, when they pray, so they're always saying Hallelujah, Hallelujah. They're always praising the Shevach, they're always Hodoh. I think this is because by them the whole religion is man-made. They visualize, they made up the whole religion, and they have the attitude that a human being enjoys flattery and praise. So they assume that God is like a human being. He also enjoys praise and flattery. So by them, the whole tefillah is a shevach and hoidoya. By us, the ikar of the tefillah is bakashas terachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and we're missing a lot of things that we need. Azos yispal kol chosid leis mitzo, the gemar said leis mitzo zu isha. Other guys need a shidduch. Okay, everybody here needs a shidduch. Leis mitzo zu tefit, that's something that you need. Then when you get married, you have to pray for children. The parasha says they didn't have any children, so they would pray. Then you have to pray the children should be healthy, and you should make a parnasa, you should be accepted to graduate school, whatever. You should be matzliach in life. We, the ikar bayas is the tefillah is bakashas terachim. And the shevach is an introduction to the tefillah, and the hoidoya is a conclusion to the tefillah, but we don't really do so much shevach and hoidoya. That's human beings enjoy flattery, so they like shevach and hoidoya. So that's why, for so many years, no one ever said any hoidoya. That's how the Reb Shem Bar Yochai said, she was the first one. Apam oides Hashem, the first time in the history that people expressed their thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gemara in Brachas. Here, the Torah Tamim quotes, Brachas Dav Zayinam and Beis, Miyam Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esalamai, Lahoya Odom Shahodeh LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabos Leil, Lahoy Dosa, Shenema, Apam, this is the first time, Apam oides Hashem. Basha Pshat is that she had four children. She had four boys. That's more than her share in the Shvatim. She knew they were going to be Yud Bei Shvatim. There were four wives, so each one should have three sons. She had four. She said, I got more than my share. Apam, this time that I have four sons, I this Hashem. So the Gemara has a different interpretation of Apam. That this is the first time in history that anyone ever thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's important to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be Makar Tov. HaKadosh HaTov is very important. Chovos HaLevavos has a whole chapter about HaKadosh HaTov. There's so many mitzvahs that are based on the theme of HaKadosh HaTov. Riches HaMazon is HaKadosh HaTov. And Bikurim. You got it to Yom Lashem Lekecha. So Rashi says, Einach HaKov Tov. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh HaTov is what's Mechazek Ger Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is invisible, so it's easy to forget about him. But because you have, if a person has the midah of HaKadosh HaTov, you won't forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, didn't hear? He didn't take a class in high school in history. He didn't know that Yosef saved the whole Middle East at that time. Layada means he didn't have a debt of, he didn't feel a debt of gratitude to Yosef. He didn't care. So that's what the Medrash says later. Layadaiti as Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Pan, he says, Hashem, okay, Yisrael told me you should let them go free. He says the same lashon. Layada as Yosef. Layadaiti as Hashem, because he had a lack of HaKadosh HaTov. So that's why he's prepared to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashgiach in Yeshiva, when I was a Talmud, Mashgiach would often say over the Medrash that Rashi quotes by Migdal Vavah. So Rashi, I think, was in the Medrash. The Bonadam was then Bnei Chamorim, Bnei Gmalim. Of course, Bnei Ha'adam. He's not the descendants of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was a Kofi Toivo. Instead of thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu that he gave him such a wonderful wife, so he says, Isha Shanasati Mother, he nas ne liba echam. It's your fault that I sinned. You gave me a witch of a wife. It's your fault that I sinned. I'm not responsible. Instead of being Makar Toivo. So that's what it says, because they were descendants, by Migdal Bavel, they were descendants of Adam Rishon who lacked HaKadosh HaTov. So that's why they're prepared to make a Migdal Rosh HaBashamayim, to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of a lack of HaKadosh HaTov. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that the original plan was Shisalt and Shnin Havi Alma, the world is supposed to last for 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years, the plan was it's going to be Tohu. The Gemara makes a cheshbon that Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948, the Bria Salilam. Then the Gemara says, we have a tradition where he reached the age of 52, that was the year 2000. So that's HaNefesh HaShorasa B'Chorin. Then he's preaching monotheism in a public fashion. So that's the beginning of Shnei Alof from Torah. Torah means when you transmit Torah to others. Avraham Avinu understood on his own. Ikar is Bora before the age of 52, but he's preaching in public. HaNefesh HaShorasa B'Chorin, that was at the age of 52. So then Torah goes for 2,000 years. Shnei Alof from Torah. And then after the year 4000, then Shnei Alofim in Mos HaMashiach. That's why they all disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva thought that Bar Kochva may turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach, and all the Chachmei Torah disagreed with him. And Yerushalmi says, why? Because they had this old tradition. Rabbi Akiva never heard it. They had the old tradition. That's going to be the last 2000 years going to be Mos HaMashiach. And the story with Bar Kochva was before the year 4000, Libriyasai. So nonetheless, the Gemara says in the last Perek in Sanhedrin that when they had the Hatzol in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, so because he didn't say Hallel, so that's why he lost his chance of becoming the Melech HaMashiach. So the Marsha said the Baruch Shalom would have changed his plans, would have made the Chizkiyahu HaMelech the Melech HaMashiach, but because he didn't say the Marbe HaMisra, the Gemara says. Marbamis is spelled with a mem stum in the middle of the word. Mem stum is supposed to be at the end of the word. In the middle of the word you have a mem psucha. It's stuma because he didn't open his mouth. He didn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you always have to be makatov, you always have to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are four different kinds of brochas. There's Bichas Haidoya. If I have a field and it rains in Eretz Yisrael and they needed a lot of rain, you have to say Bichas Haidoya. You see thunder or lightning, it doesn't help me. That's Birchas HaShevach. Shevach v'Hoidoi, two different things. Hoidoi means, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did to me. Birchas HaShevach is the Gvuras Hashem. I see beautiful mountains and beautiful oceans and so on, and the Niagara Falls and all of these things. So that's Birchas HaShevach. Birchas HaHoidoi, Baruch Shalom did something for me. So Birchas HaHoidoi is to be Makar Tov. Birchas HaShevach is to recognize the Gvuras Hashem. Then there's Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNenen, different kinds of mitzvahs. So the Mishnah says in Brachas that Kishem Shem Mevorchem Ala Toiv Kach Mevorchem Ala Ro. That just like you say Brachem, when something wonderful happens, you have to give Hoidoya. So too, when a tragedy occurs, you have to say a Bracha as well. The Gemara says, what do you mean Kishem Shem Mevorchem Ala Toiv? Kishem, the same Bracha. Here you say Atoiv HaMeitim, here you say Dino Emes, it's not the same. The Gemara says you have to be Mekabel B'Simcha. The Nusach HaBracha is different. When it's a tragedy, you say Berach Dino Emes. But you're supposed to be mekabelet b'simcha. What does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch quote the mekabel. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbi Yoyna on the Rif on that Gemara. That even though the nusach of the bracha, the text has to correspond to one's perception, it looks like a tragedy. You have to say dino emes. You don't say atav ameitiv. But you have to have emunah that kol ma'ado berachmana letavav. Whatever the Rabban Shalom does is really the tavav. Tell a story in the Tilos Amusa, the Sefer Tilos Amusa. He tells a story that I think when the Rosh Yeshiva from Slabodka was in Eretz Yisrael, when they moved after the Yeshiva moved to Eretz Yisrael, so the Rosh Yeshiva's son died at a very young age, like 20 years old or something like that. He was a very promising young man, very strong at learning, and he was very heartbroken, and he came late, and they established when the funeral was going to take place. He came an hour late. So people didn't understand. He was such a balmusser. He was so makbin not to waste someone else's time. They had to wait for him an hour. So in the middle of Shiva, someone confronted him and he asked, how come he came an hour late to the funeral? He said, you have to say the bracha dein ha'emes b'simcha. He says he couldn't get himself to say it b'simcha. It took him an hour to review the ikar and emunah that called ma'ador b'rachman al tavavit. And it's really the taiva, it's not a roar. The Gemara says that the Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened, he used the Loshon Kelavgar Lagibe V'Hanoira, because Bnei Yisrael were victorious in all the battles. And then when the Beis Hamikdash was Chorev, so when the Nevi'im davened, so they left that HaNoira, because Ayei Noira Oisav, where is Noira? The Goyim burnt the Beis Hamikdash, they killed all the Jews. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila reintroduced the word HaNoira, Hechzira HaTor L'Yoshna. They put the word back into the Nusach HaTfilah, the Nusach HaDishman Esrei. Hein Hein Noira Oisav. That's the Noira Oisav. So this, I was in Eretz Yisrael, I had a wonderful time visiting all the yeshivas, but Nebuch, there was a tragedy. Every day they kill someone. Every day there's a stabbing, there's a murder. So it was a massacre, you certainly heard about it, it was terrible. It's hard to understand, we believe in Ashgocha Pratis. Ashgocha Pratis means to detail all something. Mara says, Yisurim, Amachapra Bavanaisam Shalodam, so Mara says, Rechon Tachlis Yisurim, what's called Yisurim. Mara says, a person puts his hand in his pocket and he needs a nickel that he gets a dime, has to put his hand in again. That's also a form of Yisur. I mean, that's Min HaShamayim. Eram Nukav, it's by Malamatin, Ke Machrizim Olam Al Ma'ilo, the Gemara says, there, Min HaShamayim. We believe in Ashgocha Pratis, even to details. They killed Tzadikim. We don't understand it. We don't understand Darchei Hashem at all. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Eretz Yisrael is one of the Matanis Tavis that Sniknis be Yisurim. So many Yisurim, we don't understand what it means. But we're supposed to believe that it's really L'Toivah. 70 years ago they killed 6 million Jews. We can't understand how could that be L'Toivah. There never was such a massacre in the history of the world. We believe that that's L'Toivah. We don't know how, but we believe that that's L'Toivah.
Didn't the fact the state of Medina was brought upon through the Shoah?
Could well be. Could be that that's the L'Toivah. Eretz Yisrael's Niknas be Yisur. It is also, we don't understand why it is Yisur. Not to be understood. I thought I knew Rabbi Moshe Tversky. I knew him, he learned in Yeshiva for a while. Then when I attended the funeral, so they said such haspedim, and then they had haspedim in the yeshiva Taurus Moshe on Monday night. I didn't know him at all. I didn't know. His brother-in-law spoke at the yeshiva. He said also, I was his brother-in-law for so many years. He said, I thought I knew who he was. Didn't know him at all. He was such a tzaddik mister, such a Talmud Chacham. Wow, even if you subtract 90% of what the people said in the haspedim, as a guzman, which I don't think it was, even if you said, also, it's unbelievable. Such a tzaddik. The others are also. They were all marbit zeitah, they were all tzaddikim. Not to be understood. No. He should be a korban for all of Klal Yisrael. The beginning of the parasha, Rashi made the medrash famous. Vayetzi yakim ve'ashova, that yetziat tzaddik men ar makam oisei roisha. In Eretz Yisrael, for sure itself, the Gemara has a din. In the end of Erechim, the Gemara has the pasuk that we know from the Liberty Bell. Thou shalt proclaim the liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. That the din of Yovel only applies when you have Kol Yoshevehu Alehu. We assume that Shemitah depends on Yovel. Machlokes HaTanoim in the Sifra, the beginning of Bahar, we pass on like Rebbe, Al Pi Pashtus in the Gemara, at the beginning of Moed Katan, like that. That if you know in advance that the Shemitahs, seven Shemitahs won't lead up to a Yovel, then all observance of the Shemitah is only Midrabbana. So the fact that the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael enhances the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. There's a thesis later in next Perik in Ksubis, where thesis writes Achidish, they say it's based on Yerushalmi, that if you have an ear, Hamakefes Chaim and Moshe Yeshua Benun has a higher level than the rest of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Listed off in the Esek Kedusha Zayin, the thesis quotes the Yerushalmi that if Roif, Rav of the people that live in the city of Nochrim, then it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The fact that Jews live there, you need the majority of the population of the city has to be Jewish. The fact that the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, and hence the Kedushas Eretz, contribute to the Kedushas Eretz. So here also, look, when Yankov, there weren't so many Jews in the days of there's Yitzchak, but Yankov, there weren't so many Jews living in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So when Yankov Avinu leaves Eretz Yisrael, that's like 50% of the Jewish population leaves. That's quite diminishes in the Kedusha Saaretz. In that sense, it certainly is takes away from the Kedusha Saaretz. Yaakov Avinu had this dream, Malochim Olam Yordim. So the Medrash has many different interpretations. What is it supposed to represent, the Malochim Olam Yordim? So one interpretation is, Malochim Chutz Lortz are going back. Ki Malochim Tzavol Chashmocha B'chol Derechecho. So the Malachi Chutzlots are going back to heaven. That's the dormitories up in heaven. Malachi Eretz Yisrael are going back to heaven. Malachi Chutzlots are coming down now to accompany Yankov where he goes to protect him. Because otherwise it does make sense. The difficulty is, it should be malachim. Usually we visualize malachim live in heaven. So they should be yordim ha'olam. They should come from their location where they are. The dormitory is in heaven. They should come and they should go back up. Why do they go up? Olam yordim. The Rashi quotes that pshat from the Medrash. Malachi Yeretz Yisrael are going back to heaven to stay there. Malachi Chutz Lortz are coming down now to accompany Yankov when he goes to Chutz Lortz. That's at the end of the parasha, the concluding pasuk in Vayetze. So it says Yankov is coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So it says when he comes back, which Malachi? Malachi Eretz Yisrael are coming to take the place of the Malachi Chutz Lortz. Malachi Chutz Lortz is going back to heaven. Now the Malachi Eretz Yisrael, different Malachi. That's why it says, "Amarav Damel Malach Hadokas Shetorim Mitiu." And Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lortz are different kinds of Malachi. So the Rebbe has to have a different style in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lortz, because there are different kinds of Malachi in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lortz. Then the Medrash has other interpretations. What is it supposed to represent? Malachi Elokim Olam Yordim Boy. So there's another Medrash that says that the Malachim represent the Tsara Shel Kol Umo V'Loshen. Every nation has its Tsar. That's Psukim later in Daniel, I think. Every nation has its angel, its Malach. And every nation, every civilization has a rise and fall. Reaches its peak, then it goes down. So Yaakov Avinu sees the way every nation begins, and then it reaches its peak, and then it goes down. That's the history of the world. You have a rise and a fall. Then the Rabbanu Shalom, then the Medrash continues. Rabbanu Shalom tells Yaakov Avinu, okay, now it's your turn. So he says, no, he doesn't want to climb up. The ladder is going to climb up, then he's going to go down, he's going to lose out. He doesn't want to have the rise and fall of the Jewish people. So Rabbanu Shalom says, no, I'm going to hold your head. Don't worry. You're not going to disappear from history. That's what the Medrash comments. Medrash comments on the pasuk in Parshas by HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem that the Jewish people use a lunar calendar and the Umos HaOlam use a solar calendar. Solar calendar, the sun rises and it sets, and the day is over, and this represents all of the civilizations, the Roman civilization and the Greeks and the Egyptians and all the different nations. They rise and fall like a bite, and they disappear from history, from world history. The Jewish people are always around, like the Levana. The Levana gets bigger, and smaller than we know. Levanas. Asidim Hischadish. The Levana represents Bnei Yisrael. So if we rise and fall, rise and fall. Soloveitchik once gave a drasha. He said if one were to draw the chart of the history of any nation, it would go up and down. Halach Molev Yordimo. It would reach its peak, then it would disappear. The rise and fall of any civilization. And by the Jewish people, if you draw a chart, it's going to be zigzag, up and down, up and down, up and down. When we do mitzvahs, we go up. And when we do averus, we go down. And the Medrash, that Medrash on the Pasuk of HaChodesh Zalachem, says that there are approximately, not exactly, there are 15 generations from Avraham Avinu till Shlomo HaMelech. The beginning of Malchus Yisrael, so to speak, is with Avraham Avinu. And then Malchus Yisrael reached its peak in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. All of the Yud Beis Shvatim were unified, and everybody was rolling in money. The Pesukim say everybody had enough money, there was no poverty, and they had a Beis HaMikdash, and everything was, and it was peaceful, everything was wonderful in Eretz Yisrael. And then, that was the peak. Then from Shlomo HaMelech till Tzidkiyo HaMelech was 15 generations later. And then it's like the moon disappearing. Then the Malchus Yisrael disappeared. And the Pasuk says, Esene Tzidkiyahu Iver, the Melech Bava blinded Tzidkiyahu Melech. That's like the moon disappearing. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the moon disappears, not visible for 24 hours. So after, the moon disappears 24 hours, then it reappears again. Now how the moon has disappeared, and the days of Tzidkiyahu hasn't reappeared again, we're waiting for the Malchus Beis David. Like they say in the Kiddush Levana. We're now in the Tkufa of the 24 hours of the moon being in a state of being of disappeared. So that's another interpretation that the Medrash has on this pasuk. Malachim Olam Yordim represents the history of every nation, history of every culture, society, that it reaches its peak and it disappears. Bnei Yisrael are not like that. We are different. Hine Hashem ditzavolu. Hashem is there, and he says he's going to protect them. He's not going to be like the other nations on the earth, but Hashem is there to protect us. He's going to give us a special hashgacha pratis. Inanach imach means that Klai Yisrael has more hashgacha pratis than the umas. Everybody has hashgacha pratis, but the more bedikt of one, whoever is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has more hashgacha pratis. Those also by tzaddikim, there's more hashgacha pratis than by benyanim. By Klai Yisrael, generally speaking, there's more hashgacha pratis than there is by the umas ha'olam. And the Rambam and the Mor Debuchim writes like that, and then the Rambam quotes the Mor Chazal like that. Both L'toiv and L'roh, Rag L'chassid of Yishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the tzaddikim in an unusual fashion. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik in tzaddikim k'chut haserech, he'll punish the tzaddik on a slight little aveira that by another person wouldn't even be considered an aveira at all. So the fact that there's more hashgach ha-protas by the tzaddikim than there is by the beninim, Korb Hashem l'chol korb, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to those who are closer to him. So it's both L'roh, both L'toiv and L'roh, that there's more hashgacha pratis. Hine enoch imach means that more hashgacha pratis.
The Gemara recorded before that a person puts their hand into their pocket to get money. So is that only tzaddik?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. So Yankov Avinu wakes up in the morning and he takes a neder. Vayiri Yankov neder lemar. Tosis on the first daf in Chulin quotes the Bereshis Rabbah on the Pasuk. What is it? Vayiri Yankov neder lemar. The way they translate in the Jewish publication society, the Lord spoke unto Moses saying, Lema means a colon. And today we would leave out the whole word Lema and we just put a colon. But the Gemara understands, Vadabashan Moshe, Lema li Israel. The Gemara Newman has in the first parak that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have given permission to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell over the dinim, it would have been understood that he has to keep it a secret. Whoever tells me any information, personal information about himself, it's understood it has to be kept confidential, unless he says that he doesn't care. I can let people know. So, Vaydamashem Moshe Lema means Lema Yisrael. So, what is this? Vayiri Yankov Neder Lema. How do you translate the word Lema? So, the Midrash says Lema Lederus. Yankov Lena took a Neder to teach the future generations that it's a mitzvah leader b'yeis tzor. Even though we have the pasuk, where's the pasuk in Koheles? Tova shel atidah mashitidah v'loy tishalom. Better not to take a neder than to take a neder and violate it. And the Gemara has on the first daf in Chulin, in the beginning of the Dorm also, Machleg Satanoim, what's Tov Mizeh Mizeh, Sheinah Nerdet, the Pasuk gives you two choices. Tov Shaloti Dor Meshiti Develoi Teshalom. There's a third choice, Neder Meshalom. Takes a neder and he does fulfill it. So which is better? So that's a Machleg Satanoim. So sometimes I told me best is never to take any nedarim at all. But Yaakov Avinu, this was an exception to do because mitzvah lida b'yesor. B'yesor, it's a mitzvah to take a neder, to be mekabel amidus chasidus, a chumra, a mitzvah, some zahiris, that in the schus of observing that the zahiris, the person should pull through the esor. That's why the mashgiach, when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, the Mashgiach always used to say, we weren't at all on the Madrega to understand what the Mashgiach was talking about. He was from Slabotki, he was on a different level. But he used to say, a Rosh Hashanah on a Kabbalah is Nishkin Rosh Hashanah. If you don't make a Kabbalah, you don't take a neder to do some Bidus Chasidus, so the Rosh Hashanah doesn't count. New Year's resolutions, what's New Year's resolutions? Because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. And a mitzvah, so that's by definition, that's an Eis Tzorah. It's an mitzvah leader of the Eis Tzorah. I remember after my father-in-law passed away. My father-in-law was very close to the Mashgiach and the Miri Yeshiva, to Rabbi Yeruchim. He left before Rabbi Chatzkel came. He was close to Rabbi Yeruchim. After Rabbi Yeruchim died, then they got Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein to be the Mashgiach. So my father-in-law, after he passed away, they found in his desk, they found index cards from year after year after year after year, 20 cards in a row. He would write down his Kabbalahs for Rosh Hashanah. That he should daven always from the Siddur and he should be Mavased every week. Things that are not too difficult to make sure that you observe them. So he used to be, have Kabbalahs, believe that. That's Mitzvah Lida, the Eis Tzor. And in Yeredeya, the quote is the first page in Chelek Gimel Yeredeya, even though it told me his emzesh and Neidu Kalika, best is never to take hand in the dorm. But Mitzvah Lida, the Eis Tzor, they quote this Medrash Rabbah, the Tosis quotes on the first daf in Chulin. And the Shach quotes from the Sefer Hasidim that when you have, when you take a neder, the Esor, it's a different kind of a neder. It's like making a deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I accept upon myself a certain midas chasidus, and I expect from you that you should take care of me. Ilikimi modish marani b'der chazer. Anochi, how do you say? Aser asven aloch. Oh, yeah, base alikim, zeh sharashan. Yeah. Choshe titin le aser asven aloch. So it's like you're making a deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if you're going to be, if you, let's say the person, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he was very sick. Someone in the family is very sick, and he takes a neder. If the person survives, he can give $500,000. Then the person pulls through, and then he decides, hey, $500,000, that's a lot of money. He's going to back out. He's going to make $1,000. So the Ribbono Shel Olam make it back out from his half of the deal. He made a deal, zeh tachazeh. So the Ribbono Shel Olam may back out. So that's what the Shach quotes the Sefer Hasidim. You should never be nishal on a neder be a star. So it's like you make a deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he better not back out. He may back out. The Gemara in Ksuvis has the comment Aser Asren Oloch. It says twice Aser Asren Oloch. Aser Asren Oloch to give my Ksufim, whatever money I earn, I'll give 1/10. It's doker. That's recommended. That's recommended. There are three different opinions in Rishonim and Achrayim. Achrayim basically, there's a long taz at the end of Simeshin Laman Aleph. Yeridei, they have all the didim of Mitzvah Tlis Baritz is in one Simeshin Laman Aleph. So at the end of that Simen, it's a very long taz. He quotes as a machlokes regarding Maisa Ksofim. Some hold Maisa Ksofim is a din d'oraisa, some hold it's a din d'rabbanan, and it's generally assumed that it's neither. We assume that it's Amidas Chassid. It's never mentioned in the Gemara. It's mentioned in the Chumash, Aser Asar Elam, but the Gemara never talks about it. Tosfos in Tainus, in the first pair, quotes the Sifrei on the Pasuk. Aser Te Aser is called Tvaz Arecha Yetz Asad Shana Shana. Why does it say twice Aser Te Aser? The Kefa Loshin is Marbe even Maisa Ksofim. You should give myself sofim to the loim de Torah. So that's a shali. You have so many drushes in the Sifrei. So many drushes in the Sifrei that are only asmachta. But that's unclear. So some Rishonim hold their raiva. It seems to hold that it's a real din deraisa, myself sofim. Most assume it's for sure it's not deraisa. Most assume it's only amidas chasid, it's a minim. It's a recommended, it's a good idea. If a person can afford it, then he should give myself sofim. So Yaakov Avinu says a double ocean. Asera, asrenu loch, so the Gemara says in Ksubis, that you should hamavazus al yavazus yes in mechaymish. If you want to give more than 1/10, you should be careful not to give more than 20%. Why? Shema yayani v'yitzdarch labrius. If you give too much to tzedakah, you yourself may become poor. You'll go broke, and then you'll have to collect charity from others. So where's the seichel? You should go give to other people, and then you'll become poor. So that's ridiculous. So you shouldn't give more than chaymish. The Gemara says there are not daf, since that's the whole reason. So if the person is about to die, so then there's no restriction. He's allowed to give. He's allowed to give more than chaymish because he's going to die anyway. So he's not going to. Yeah, let's say on his deathbed, or he leaves it tzavoy. He leaves it tzavoy. Then after I die, he wants you to give so much money to tzav. So he's allowed to make such a tzavoy, even to give more than chaymish. Shaila is a din of Aburiya Chasanto. You're not allowed to be Mama Nachla from your children. And even if the children were not so givaldic, you still shouldn't be Mama Nachla. Maybe even though the child is not so good, maybe he'll have a child called the Atzari. The Gemara says, Yosi ben Yoezer lived with Zman HaMikdosh, and he was very upset. He was a Tana. He was one of the Zugot, Yosi ben Yoezer. And his son was not a Tana. His son was a Balabas. His son used to daven a shul, nice young Israel. Remember? So the Tana was so upset why his son didn't pick up from him to become a Tana. So he left the instructions that after he dies, he should give all of his money to the Beis HaMikdash. All the Tanaim told me you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be Mava Nachlan. He didn't listen. And the Gemara says that he did wrong. You're not supposed to do that. And the Gemara says the rotten son, who he took away the whole Yerusha from, he wasn't so rich either. Later on, during his lifetime, he donated more to the Beis HaMikdash than his father did. The Gemara says everything the father did was wrong on this. He's not allowed to be Mava Nachla. So that's the question. He was permitted to give B'shas Misa. He permitted to give more than Chaymesh to Tzedakah. Can you give 95% to the Tzedakah or not? So some are of the opinion. You have to leave, right? You have to leave 51% for the Yorshim. If you don't leave right for the Yorshim, it's a violation of Avuriyah Chasanta. That's when the Geshe Rachayim Tukhachinsky writes like that, and then his son writes in the Hakdama to the Sefer. When his father died, he followed everything that he wrote in his Sefer. His father was conscious when he was about to die. So he said they should open a window, light a candle, do everything that he writes in the Sefer, would all have been hugging. Then he gave away to Tzedakah 49% of his wealth. How much Ashiras did he have? He wrote a Sefer, Geshur HaChaim, he made $5 on the Sefer. He didn't have too much to give away, but he left 51% for his Yorshim, and he gave away 49%. The Ktzais quotes some Goinim that you can even give away 95% as long as you leave some small amount, $10, for the Yorshim, based on the Mishnah later in Ksubas. That if you leave a small amount for the Yorshim, it's not a violation of Abu Yachasan. The Pashtus is that most don't follow that Tshuvas HaGoinim, that if you leave so little amount, and most don't follow what the Geshe HaChaim quoted, that you have to leave 51% for the Yorshim. And Moshe Feinstein has a Tshuva, he quotes the Chasam Seifer's Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva quotes all of this in the everyday. Chasam Seifer says you have to leave a significant amount for the children. The Moshe's Tshuva was written many years ago when $10,000 was a lot of money. So he writes, you should leave at least $10,000 for each one of the Yoshim. Today, $10,000, you can buy a cigar. What are you going to do with $10,000? It's not much. If you leave $100,000 today for each one of the children, okay. So then you can give 95% away to its doctor, provided that you give significant matana to each one of the Yoshim. Then the Shita Mukubetza says on that daf in Ksubis that the Gemara says the reason, daf Nun Amar Aleph, it says in Ksubis. So the Gemara says the reason why you shouldn't give Yosef Mechaimesh, Shema Yayoni Vitztarch Labriya, so that's only if you're giving it to Anim. What if you're giving Yosef Mechaimesh, you're giving it away to Achzoka Satoirah? So that's a different mitzvah. So that's, even if there is no limit, you're permitted to give more than Chaimesh, but Achzoka Satoirah you're allowed to. You're permitted to give more than Chaimesh. The Ramah quotes, you're not mechuyev to spend more than chaimish for any mitzvah. The Gemara says you're not allowed to give more than chaimish with tzedakah. It's a totally different thing. How did the Ramah know to, Mishnah Berurah has tainus against the Ramah. Yeah, the Ramah says as far as a mitzvah sasei, there's a difference between a mitzvah sasei and a mitzvah loy sasei. Let's say, if a guy's going to be a Shem Shabbos years ago, if a guy's going to be a Shem Shabbos, he's not going to make a living. He's not going to make so much money. So he would have taken a job to be Mechal Shabbos, he would have made so much more. So he's a Mechuyev to be a Shemesh Shabbos, to observe the mitzvah of Shabbos. It's going to cost him more than Chaimesh. So the Ramah distinguishes that Chilu Shabbos is a lav. You're not allowed to violate a lav unless this mamash reaches the point of Safek Sakona. But as far as the mitzvah says is concerned, then we say he's not Mechuyev to spend so much money. I'm going to spend more than Chaimish. The Achrayim say it depends what kind of a mitzvah. Let's say I'm in Alaska and it's Erev Sukkot and I don't have dollar minim. The only way to get dollar minim is I'm going to call up and they'll send over FedEx, whatever, they'll deliver it, and it costs me more than one-fifth of my total savings in order to get a lulav and esrog the first day. So that's the Ramah, you're not mechuyevta. Because last year I shook a lulav. Next year I'll be in civilization. I won't be in Alaska. I'll have a lulav. What if it's a mitzvah? If you're not going to spend Yosef Mechemish, you'll never have the mitzvah for your whole lifetime. Let's say in Europe, there's a mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the guy knows the only way to move to Eretz Yisrael is by spending more than Chaimish of his savings. And if he's just never going to fulfill the mitzvah. He just barely makes ends meet. He just will never fulfill the mitzvah. So some achrayim say, if that kind of a mitzvah, then you have to spend more than chaimish. It means a mitzvah that comes every so often. A mitzvah, so I did it last year, I'll do it next year. And this year I'll miss out the mitzvah because the circumstances are such that I have to spend more than chaimish. Amos says, you're not mechuyev. But it's a mitzvah that's just, you never do the mitzvah your whole lifetime. So then a group of achrayim say that this limitation doesn't apply. Moshe Feinstein has such a tshuva. Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik, they both said the same thing. They were wondering, how come Talmid Chacham throughout all the generations didn't go out of their way to move to Eretz Yisrael? Is it a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? So they both said the same teretz, that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvus, it's a mitzvah kiyuvus. that's a chiddush, that such a thing exists, that there is such a thing as a mitzvah kiyuma. Yeah, I don't really see how it answers the kasha and the mitzvah kiyumas. They wouldn't go out of their way to live in Eretz Yisrael. I don't see how it answers the kasha. The pashtus in the Gemara is that it's not a mitzvah kiyumas. Pashtus says that a mitzvah kiyumas, even according to the Rambam, who didn't count it, pashtus says that there is an obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael. Why the Rambam didn't count it? So the Mefarshim and the Sefer HaMitzvahs give different suggestions. But most of them hold Ruba de Ruba of the Mefarshim assume that even the Rambam agrees with the Ramban, that everyone is obligated to move there to a mitzvah min atar. The Knesset HaGedolah says the reason why the Rambam didn't count it, because he holds it's only a mitzvah min derabban. That's very difficult. The Pashtus says that it certainly is a mitzvah min atar. Everyone should live in Eretz Yisrael. The Pashtus says that it is a mitzvah chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah chiyuv. It's a shver of art. Here the Baal HaTanya has another comment on this, HaMevazir Zal Yevazir Yezim Chamish, you're not allowed to give more than 20%. So the Shittim Kubechidah quotes the Shittim Kubetzas, the Birkei Yosef quotes the Shittim Kubetzas on Daf Nun, that if you give the money for Achzokas HaTorah, that's a different mitzvah. You give for Aniyim, then you say Shema Yayoni, it's Tarach Labiyas. Give Achzokas HaTorah, you can give more than Chamish. Then the Baal HaTanya adds on another comment. He says, what if a person is deathly sick and he needs surgery? So he has to have the surgery. What if the surgery is going to cost more than one-fifth of his total savings? Not mechuyif. Not mechuyif to do the surgery. So he'll rather drop dead. So that's ridiculous. The pasuk in here, kol asher la'ish, yitin bad nafsho. A person gives his less penny in order to save his life. He'll go borrow money from the bank. He'll borrow money from everybody in the world. What if a person knows that he's a sinner? Some of us are sinners. And the pasuk says it's doka tatzal mimavis. The person wants to give its doka, not just for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah, for the sake of tatzal mimavis. He knows that he deserves a punishment. He wants to save himself. So then he, Baal HaTanya, thinks that then it's permissible to give Yosef Mechaimish also. The Mishlam Melech has a Sefer Drusha. It's called Parashas Drachim. So he has a whole essay on the neder that Yaakov Avinu took. He says, he's going to make it into a mokam beis hamikdash. And then later on, when Yaakov Avinu had an opportunity to come back to Eretz Yisrael, and he postponed, he delayed. So there's a medrash that says that he was punished because he didn't fulfill the neder, and there's a din of lo sa'ach l'shama. You see the neder l'shama kach lo si'ach l'shamay. A din of balti acher. So because he violated balti acher, that's why his wife died. That's why Rochel died, because the Gemara has a pasuk in Koheles that b'avon edorim ishto shalod ameisa. Lo mikach mishkov chami tachtecha. The person takes a neder, there are people that they get an aliyah and they pledge to give $10,000, then they wait forever till they pay up the money. So the Gemara says, if the person violates his neder, he doesn't give the money, bavon adorim body mason, the children may die, and bavon adorim mishto shalod mason. So there's a medrash abreishis rabba that the Mishlam Melech quotes in Parashas Drachim, because Yaakov Avinu postponed fulfilling his nedarim of Yehi Beis Elokim, so that's why his wife Rochel died. So the Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvahs has a taina against the Rambam. The Rambam counts as a mitzvah saseh that if a person takes a neder, he should observe the neder. So the Rambam quotes in the Sefer HaMitzvah two psukim. The Rambam doesn't count. Kefal HaMitzvah, he doesn't count. That's it. It says in four parshas you have to put on tefillin. So it only counts that there's one mitzvah to put on shal yad, one mitzvah to put on shal rosh. Doesn't count that four mitzvahs because it's written four times. So many times, nati dam, nati chelev. A kefal mitzvah, he only counts it once. That's in Sherish Tess. So the Rambam writes that there are two mitzvahs, two psukim, boiled down to be the same mitzvah. It says in Parshas Matos, ish ki ira neda, chalayetze mipiv yasa. Layachal dvar, chalayetze mipiv yasa. So that's an essay. And then there's a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim. You see the neder l'Hashem akecha lo asach l'Hashem adoshe. How does it go? Yeah. Where's the essay over there? I forgot already. Yeah, but where's the yesterday? There, there's an essay. Motzach tishmei v'asisa kashen adarta al shalom kachan adaba kashen dibarta b'fichla. So the Rambam said that's a kefil mitzvah. Kol ha'yetz m'piviyas is an essay. Motzach tishmei v'asisa is a mitzvah essay. Same thing. So you only count it once. So the Ramban Tainas and the Hasogas on the Sefer Mitzvah, see, that doesn't, that's not correct. The Rambam should have really counted it twice, because one is an Issa essay, one is a Kiyam essay. Let's say a person takes a neder, his mother-in-law's 100th birthday, he takes a neder, he's not going to eat at the party, not going to participate. So he fulfilled the mitzvah by not going to, he's angry at his mother-in-law, so he fulfilled the mitzvah by taking a neder and observing the neder. It's an Issa essay. If you took a neder not to participate, and you do participate, then you violate an Issa essay, but it's not a Kiyam essay. Ashenikin, if a person takes a neder, the Dvar Mitzvah takes a neder to give a korban, takes a neder to learn Daf Yomi one day for a month, takes a neder to give tzedakah, something like that. And not only does he have a mitzvah for learning and for giving the tzedakah and for bringing the korban, he has a mitzvah, it's a kiyum mitzvah that he took the neder and he fulfilled the neder. So that's nidrei govaya, nidrei mitzvah, that's the parsha in Dvarim. That's a kiyum asay. That's an isam asay. So Ramban says there are another two differences. One is that the Ramban has a chiddush that balta acher only applies to nidrei mitzvah, doesn't apply to nidrei harshus. Rabbi Kadega and the Gilyan Ashas on the side of the Gemara, in the middle of the dorm, towards the end of the dorm, points out that the Ran says not so. The Ran on the dorm says not so. And he says, look in the Ramban, save our mitzvahs. Ramban disagrees. Ran Adorim has a chiddush that if a person takes a neder, he will abstain from eating potato chips for 2 months. And he didn't say which 2 months. So the Ran says he has to shake a leg and hurry up. He should observe the neder within Shalda Shugolim. Because if he waits too long, if he waits after Yud Beis Chodesh or Shalda Shugolim, then he'll be in violation of Baal Te'achim. So that's only a nidri hoshus, it's not a nidri mitzvah. The Ramban talks about, the Ran on the Dorim talks about Baal Te'acher and nidri hoshus. So Rebbe Kivig points out the Ramban disagrees. Ramban holds that Baal Te'acher, lo sachal l'shamoy, is only by nidri mitzvah, not by nidri hoshus. And he says the third difference, one difference is one is a kiyam essay, one is an iser essay, one has Baal Te'acher, one doesn't have Baal Te'acher. And then he says the third difference the Ramban has, and I'll focus on the Sefer Mitzvahs, that if a person wants to take nidri harishus, he has to say harini noida, harini nishba, he has to say alosha neder in some language or another. If the guy says, let's say, I'm going to give $100 to tzedakah, he didn't say harini noida, he didn't say harini nishba. If he says, I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning early, I'm going to learn daf yomi before shachris. So the Gemara says, neder gadol, welcome to eshtem perek zeh, neder gadol, noda lelekeiso. He didn't say harini noida, harini nishba. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, you see, you don't need a Loshen Neder, a Loshen Shvua. If it's Nidrei Mitzvah, it's Chal Bali without a Loshen Neder, a Loshen Shvua. I think the Ran on the Dorm disagrees with that also. The Gemara has that in the first Perek in the Dorm. And the Abchez Gemara says, Alkam Yeshtem Perek said, Neder Godel Neder Lekai Yisrael. It's only if you said Harini Noider. If you don't say Harini Noider, it's not binding. So the Ramban there, that's the famous part of the Ramban. Then the Mishnah Melech quotes, that Ramban has another comment. The Rambam has another irregular statement in the Sefer Mitzvahs there. He said there's a din of Balta Acher. So let's say a person took a neder, he's going to give $10,000 to tzedakah. And he waits 10 years till he finally pays the $10,000. They really needed it before. So he's clearly in violation of Balta Acher. The Gemara says, Balta Acher is usually either Gimel or Golem, Yud Beis Chodesh, whatever comes first. Or if Kaimi Anim, if there are Anim who need the tzedakah right now, the yeshiva needs the money now. They don't need it in 10 years, they need it now. The Gemara says, I'm Baal Te'acher right away. So the Rambam writes a chiddush in the Sefer Mitzvahs that Baal Te'acher, whatever this man is, Yud Beis Chodesh, or Sholosh Regolim, or Lealta, whatever it is, that's his man and the Kiyam HaMitzvah of the Neder. And if the person took a neder to bring a korban oilah, took a neder to give $10,000 to tzedakah, and he dilly-dallies 10 years, but he finally does it, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of the neder. As if even though he fulfills the mitzvah later on, the Torah gives it azman, a Baal Te'acher, and if you violate Baal Te'acher, means that you violated the neder. You didn't fulfill the neder. So the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah disagrees with that too. And he says, there's a Deferish Gemara. How does it say? Los Kisidun Lashamaka Losach Lasham Kitar Shirisham Kamayimach, Vahi Bachachachait. So Gemara has a drasha, I think, in Bema Madlikin. Vahi Bachachait, Lob Ishtachachait. What kind of a lotion is that? If you violate Bal Tache, Vahi Bachachait, Lob Ishtachachait, it won't be a sin anyway. What does it mean? So the Ramban says, it's a little unclear what the Ramban says, and the Mishlam Melech and the Parashas Drachma explains it. Vahi Bachachait means, Babanidorim Ishtachalod Amesa. Based on the pasuk in Kehelas, "Lami yikach mishkoch b'tachtecha." If you take a nether, it's stuck, and you don't fulfill it, so the bavana dar mishto shalod meisa. So what if ultimately he does pay up the nether, but he violated bal tacher? So that's where the Gemara has a drasha: "Hoy b'chachet v'lo b'ishto chachet, bavana dar mishto shalod meisa." Only if he violates the nether, but if he violates bal tacher, that's not the equivalent of having violated the nether. So the Mishlam Melech said, so the Ramban asked, is it against the Rambam? Where did Rambam get this wild idea that Bal Ta'acher is the shear, even though the person took a nether, he didn't say any zman, he didn't give a time limit. Bal Ta'acher gives you a time limit to the nether. If you took a nether to bring a korban, if you don't bring it within the zman, the Shalosh Regalim, the Yud Beis Chodesh, then it's considered as if you violated the nether. Where did he get that from? So the Mishlam Melech said, he got it from this Medrash. The Medrash is over here. Because Yaakov Avinu delayed fulfilling his nether, obviously, yeah, Beis Elokim, that's why Rachel died. That's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Vay b'chochet v'lo b'ishtachochet. So the Ramban quoted that Gemara to demonstrate that Bal Tachas has said, but then it's not considered that that's the zman of the nether, and if you postpone fulfillment of the nether for Yud Beis Chodesh or Shalosh Regalim, then it's considered as if he never fulfilled the nether. No, loy b'ishtachochet. It's a separate din. And the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs writes, if you violated Bal Ta'acher, it's considered as if you violated whole nether. It's based on this Bereshis Rambam. So that's what the Mishlam Melech and the Parashat Drachim points out. It's a machlokes Amoraim. The Bereshis Rambam was written, I think, in the days of the Amoraim. It's from the Amoraim. So this Bereshis Rambam disagrees with that Gemara b'mem madlikim. Loy b'chochet v'lo b'ishtachochet. It makes a machlokes Amoraim out of it. It's a very beautiful sefer, Parashas Drachim. There's different essays on different topics. It always quotes Gemaras and the Drashim, everything fits in. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a very fascinating drasha on the Parsha. When Yaakov Avinu arrives, he doesn't have any jewelry to give. When Eliezer, Abed Avram, went to get a shidduch for Yitzchak, he comes with all kinds of jewelry to give the girl and everything, with a lot of money. Yaakov Avinu has nothing. He has nothing to offer. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash that Eliphaz was sent by his father Esav to go chase after Yaakov and to kill him. But Eliphaz was a Talmud of Yaakov Avinu. So he comes to Yaakov Avinu and he says, I have a conflict. On the one hand and on the other hand, my father wants me to kill you. Kibbut Aviv. You have to listen to Kibbut Aviv to kill Yaakov. On the other hand, you're my Rebbe. So he's not sure what's the right thing to do. He's not sure what's the right thing to do. So Yaakov Avinu says, I'll tell you what, Ashtikol Torah. Ani is Choshev Kemei. He said, take all the money that I have, and you will be in fulfillment of the Kibbut Aviv. So Chaim Shmulevitz says, a lot of his drushes became very famous. So he has a drusha that we have a lotion in the Rishayim, I think. I don't know if it's a Medrash. At min ha'or, docha harbe min ha'choshev. You have a little candle, so it gives a lot of illumination, but it's not derech of all of the choshech. You have ma'at min or, you'll have or v'choshech mishtamshin b'rabuvi. You have both together. You have to have harbi min ha'or to be derech of all of the choshech. So he says, this Eliphaz ben Esav learned a lot by Yaakov Avinu, but he didn't pick up everything. So by him, in his mind, he has a conflict on the one hand, on the other hand. On one hand, a big mitzvah kibbutz to murder his uncle, Yaakov Avinu. He should kill him. He has a suffix. What's the right thing to do? On the other hand, how can he kill him? He's a tzaddik, Tam Chacham. So he has Nebuchor v'choshech mishtamshin b'rabuvim. You have a lot of people like that, not just Eliphaz ben Esav. A lot of people, they learned a little bit Tanakh, they learned a little bit Gemara, they learned a little Halacha, they didn't learn enough. So they have ma'at min ha'or derech harbi min ha'choshech, but they still have a lot of choshech. Derech harbi min ha'choshech, not derech all ha'choshech. You have to learn a lot, a lot, a lot to have harbi min ha'or to be derech all of the choshech. that one should not be in the b'china of Arba Choshech Mishtamshin Bir Bufya. Yeah. Yeah. The Medrash has on the Psukim. One Pasuk says, Ne'el Ragli Devarecha Ba'or L'Nisivasi. So the Torah is compared to Ne'el Ragli Devarecha, means Limanat Torah is like a nail, like a candle. And the other Pasuk says, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, that a mitzvah is like a candle, gives a little illumination. Limanat Torah is like Ba'or L'Nisivasi. How's the Pasuk? Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Torah is like a torch, gives a lot of illumination. And fulfilling a mitzvah gives a little illumination, like a candle. So the matter is yes, but the other pasuk says, Ne'el Ragli Devarecha, the Liman HaTorah is only like a candle. So that's what the Medrash answers. When a person first comes to the Beis Medrash and he starts to learn, so from the first day he already knows the Jewish position on disarmament and everything, and birth control, and everything. Liman HaTorah is like a little candle. It gives a little bit of illumination. And then every day he learns a little more, and then the Medrash has a lashon, Atcha Kol HaShorim Niftochim. One gate opens, another gate opens, another gate opens, until he learns so much, then it's going to be, the Torah. Then the Liman HaTorah will be like a torch that illuminates everything. You just learn a little bit, then it's only like a candle, right? That's a Yalkut Shemoni, and that's Diras HaPsukim. So the Chumash tells a whole story. Wild story about the way Yaakov Avinu wanted to marry Rachel, and then his father-in-law fools him and he gives him Leah, and he says Leosachemim kamein alosis atzir lefnei abchir. That's not right to do that. Did we follow? Did we talk and follow that? So Taisus in Kiddushin quotes that if a man has two young daughters and the chassan wants to marry one of the daughters and he gives a ring, he gives money to the father and say, Haribitach Bekadashas, he didn't say which daughter. So is it a suffix, which daughter? So Taisus says, we assume, we assume that he's marrying off the older daughter first. The Poskim discussed, does this really apply, let's say, by sons? Maybe it only applies by daughters. By sons, they're Mechuyiv and Piriviriviv. So the younger son shouldn't start dating until the older son gets married. The younger son is already 18 years old. He should shake a leg. He shouldn't wait. By girls, they're not mechuyev and piriviriv. So then you say, "Asachem kamein." By the sons, I say, it doesn't apply. Then they start having wola yud be shvatim. So first she had Reuben, then she has Shimon, then she has Levi. Hapami lavi ishi elai. Baran Salvechi was fond of saying over the one of the rishonim has a pshat. When you have one baby, so you can hold the baby in one arm. When you have two babies, you hold the babies in two arms. When you have a third baby, so the husband has to help that. Hapam, now that she has a third baby, my husband's going to have to help holding a baby. Now they have strollers with three seats. Now you don't need the husband to help that. But I guess then they didn't have any strollers.
Okay, by girls, it's not like this for sure. They have to wait for each other, like love them, they pass them like love them or not.
I don't remember. I just remember. I think Taisus in Kiddushin assumes that maybe some Meshachim disagree. Taisus in Kiddushin assumes that if the father is marrying off a daughter, he assumes he's probably marrying off the older daughter, not the second. Then Rachel sees that her sister Leah keeps on having one baby after the other after the other, so she's upset, and she says that will he born in my mesa noichi. So Vayicha af Yaakov b'Rachel, he gets angry at her. Why did he get angry? So I think the Sforno has a suggestion over here. That Rachel was talking as if the only value that a woman has is that she gives birth to babies. A woman can be a big tzaddik, can be a big doctor, big Rosh HaMemshal. I can do a lot of things other than having babies. The only thing she can do is have babies. So he got angry at her. What kind of a stupid way of talking is that? You have a value in living without having babies also. What does it mean? V'may meisan echi? What does she say like that? So the Gemara says that Mishain Labanim is choshev kemeis. One who does not have children is Choshev Kemeis, in a certain sense. What do you mean Choshev Kemeis? So I remember Rav Soloveitchik used to comment on an expression that appears in the books of the Jewish philosophers from the Middle Ages, think Rabbi Daya Hapnini, Hapnini has this lashon that ha'over ayin, the past is gone. Ve'ha'aser adayin, the future is not yet here. Ve'ha'hova, the present is only terrifying. It's only a split second. So therefore, dog and minayin, why should we be worried? The future is not here, and the past is gone already, and the present is only a split. So what is there to worry about? Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that. So he says that's not a Jewish attitude. That's not a Jewish outlook. That we assume that people live in the past and in the future. If you only live in the present, so you have a very short life. The present is meaningless. You have to live in the past. You have to identify with Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Rambam and the Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. You have to live in the past. You have to live in the future also. You have to live with Melech HaMashiach and with Eliyahu Navi and Chias HaMason. That's a long life. If a person only lives in the present, then it's Choshev Kimeis. You have to live in the past and live in the future. So in a certain sense, Mishen Labanim, Choshev Kimeis, because he doesn't have any, he's not going to be continued. He's not going to have any future. He personally is not going to have any future for the next generation. So that's perhaps what it means, that Mishen Labanim, Choshev Kimeis. Maybe that's what it means. Rachel felt terrible. She doesn't have any children. So finally she had Yosef. So she thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then she asks a tefillah, Yosef Hashem li bein acher. She asks for another baby. What is that all about? So that's, whenever we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the kindness that he does for us, always add on, Bakosha al ha'asid, on Pesach night, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we offer tefillahs. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ken Hashem Yagyeinu L'Me'adim, L'Gav Ma'achem, Abayim L'Gaseinu L'Shalom. We pray for the future as well. And you say Halal Sholem. And you say Chatzei Hal Yilivata Bakosh. We say Halal Sholem. So the complete Halal includes also tefillahs and tchinas for the future. So that's what Rachel did. She was so appreciative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she had the baby Yosef. So she asked, right, Rabbi Yosef Hashem li bein acher? He wrote that he should give me another baby. So then, after all the Yud Shvatim were born, so Yank wants to go back there, it's Israel. And Laban tells them that Nichashti by Barchani Hashem big lo lecho. So the Gemara has Sholosh Tkifah saying, the different in Yonim of Tekev. So I want to take him from the Tilis of Daim Brocha, take him the Smicha Shchita, and take him the Tamachacham Brocha. When you go into Shutvis with the Tamachacham, so then there'll always be a Brocha right away. So that's based on this Pasuk, by Baruchani Hashem, Big Lo Lecha, take him the Tamachacham Brocha. And the Chassidim used to go to Lubavitcher Rebbe, and they used to ask him for a Brocha for Panasa. He always used to tell them they should put his name down as a Shutv in the business. Take him the Tamachacham Brocha. Then he used to be the registrar here in the yeshiva. He used to always go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe for a bracha. So he said that the Rebbe told him he should invest in something, but he should put his name down as a shutev. And then when he makes the money, he should make sure that he gives the tzedakah. So he asked the Rebbe, should I give the tzedakah now? Should I give it in the future? After I make the money, only after I make the money. So the Rebbe told him, better that you should. The Rebbeinu Shlom should be a Baal Chayv to you, then you should be a Baal Chayv to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So give the money now. Assume that you're going to make money. Give the money now, so the Rebbeinu Shlom will be a Baal Chayv to you. And he made money. The Rebbe's bracha was Mekuyim. So Yaakov Avinu stays on another while to make more money. And then one fine day, Yaakov tells his wives, Roya Niches, Roya Anoichi. He was a Vayar Yaakov is Pnei Lavan. Hine Enenu Imo Kitmol Shulshom. Then he tells that to his wives. Roya Niches Pnei Avichem Enenu like Kitmol Shulshom. I look at your father and I see that he's very upset that I'm not making so much money. So that's why he convinces his wives that we have to go. And he had a nevuah from the Rebbeinu Shlom, we should go. So what are the svarim? They quote a comment on this. There's a Taisus in the first Perek in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara talks about Orla, plant the tree, so the peris, if peris grow the first 3 years, all the peris are rasa b'achila and rasa b'hanu. At least our land, Eretz Yisrael, our b'chutzlor is the question whether it's rasa b'hanu, but at least our land is rasa b'hanu also. So the so the Gemara says not only does orla apply to plant a new tree, even if you do havrocha, let's say there's a tree that's growing, you take a branch from the tree and still attach to the tree. If you detach it and then you plant it in the ground, then you planted a new tree. But if you just take a branch and you pull it down in the ground, and then it's going to be onig, so that's called havrocha. Havrocha. So the din of orla applies even to havrocha. So the Yerush Tesis in Rosh Hashanah, the first pair quotes in Yerushalmi, that that's only if the new thing that's growing in the ground is yonic from the ground. But if it's still yonic from the original tree, then the original tree is ready after the 3 years of Orla are over. So you don't have to observe Orla again another 3 years. So then Yerushalmi says, how can you tell if it's still yonic from the original tree or it's no longer yonic even though it's still attached? It's really yonic from the ground. So the Yerushalmi has a lotion, a psychological cloud, that high madochot the last day, if a person is living off of somebody else, he's embarrassed to look him in the face. So Yishami says, if the new tree is leaning towards the old tree, he took the branch down into the ground, and then the shoot is in the ground still attached. So if it's leaning towards the old tree, is biodua that it's no longer yearning for the old tree. Because there's such a psychological umdira by human beings, and by trees it also works like that. If it's really being yonik from the old tree, then it would be embarrassed. If it would have been a person, it would be embarrassed to look him straight in the face. So that's why it's looking in a different direction. If it's leaning in the direction of the old tree, is that right? That it's no longer yonik from the tree. So that's why one of the Svarim writes here. Yank Bamina says, Roy Anechas Pnei Avichem, I can look your father straight in the face. My name I like this small shalshom. When I first started working with your father, I was embarrassed to look him in the face because he was being mahana me. But now I don't feel embarrassed at all. Apparently, he's being nana from me. I'm not being nana from him. I'm madoch of the lovely day. Boys listakule diyate. Remember, my father had in his library, he had a little sefer that's called Osen Bosen, a thin little sefer with a soft cover, soft cover, paper cover. Didn't have a hard cover at all. Had all these very sharp vetlach. So I remember seeing that in the sefer Osen Bosen. So Yankov Avinu was afraid to notify Lavan that he's leaving, so he waited till Lavan went away on business, and then he snuck out. Then Lavan chases after him, and he says, why did you sneak out like that? If I would have known that you're leaving, Lamanach Beisa Livroyach, Vatigna Bosi, Vahigartali Vashalechucha Vesimcha Vashirim Besov Vachina. If I would have known that you're leaving, I would have made a farewell party, I would have played music, it would have been a whole fancy Tzeis Chem L'Shom. So the Ozeruah comments that based on this pasuk, you see there's an inyan to have a Malava Malka, to bid farewell to the Shabbos. So Gemara, you have to have a Malava Malka. And the Rambam quotes it that it's a din of Kvod Shabbos. Kovid means, Oinig means whatever pleasure you enjoy. Kibud v'Oinig are two mitzvahs, Medibir Kabbalah and Ovi Yishayim. So the Vilna Gaon says that Oinig is whatever pleasure you have on Shabbos, and Kibud is the hachonis that you do in advance for Shabbos. So here, the Rambam writes that included in Kvod Shabbos is the Tzeis Chem L'Shalom, after Shabbos is over, you bid Shabbos farewell by having Malava Malka. The Brisker Rav used to say that from the Rambam is Mashma, that on Yontav you also have the din of Kibud v'Oinig. So not only should there be a din of Malava Malka on Matzoy Shabbos, you should have Malava Malka on Matzoy Yontav as well. So the Brisker Rav used to have Malava Malka on Matzoy Yontav. Most people don't do that. The Gemara just has it on Shabbos. That Rambam is problematic. The Beis Halevi and others point out, the Rambam says that just like on Shabbos, you have Zachar v'Shamar and Kibud v'Yonig, Sato on Yontav, but there's also Kibud v'Yonig. So that's Beferish against the Gemara, Beis Halevi says. The Gemara said Beferish. That Shabbos Kavas L'maisa is only a din on Shabbos because Karas of the Shabbos Einig. Shabbos is a din of Kibud v'Yonig. On Yontav, the Gemara is Kamat Beferish. That there's no din of Kibud v'Yonig. So that the Rambam is more famous than the Gemara. The Rambam says against the Gemara. People don't remember the Gemara, they just know the Rambam. The Rambam says that the four mitzvahs, Zachar v'Shamar, Deraisa, and Kibud v'Yonig, Medibur Kabbalah, so all four carry over to Yontav, because Yontav is also Shabbos Hashem. So that's it. If you put two and two together, Rambam says Malav Malka is based on Kibbut. Kibbut of Yonig applies to Yantav, so it comes out. You should have a Malav Malka and so Yantav also. That's a problem.
And that depends on what the Rav said. On Shabbos, a Kaddish Baruch Hu comes to you, and then if you go to the Banach Hu, comes to you, you're Malav.
Could be. Asvar lechalek. Yontav, we go to the Shechina. We go to be Oyle Regal to the Shechina. Yeah. So we're leaving. On Shabbos, the Shechina is leaving from us. And then we have a Malav Malka. Yeah, it's a good time. I don't know. There's a famous word from the Vilna Gaon that Rachel said an outright lie when she was sitting on the trophim. Then the father said, the father came in to look for the trophim. So she says, excuse me, Dad, kederach noshim li. I'm a nida now, and she's uncomfortable, she can't stand up. The father was a lie, that's not true. She was hiding the trophim over there. What'd she tell an outright lie? So he quotes from the Vilna Gaon that there's a Mishnah Masecha Shabbos that says, I would desire metamik in nida. It's a dimmed the Rabbanah based on the Pasuk in Novi. So she said, I have the Avodah Zarah, I'm sitting on that, derech noshim li. No. I don't know, they quote all the Vertlach that they quote from the Vilna Gaon, depict the Vilna Gaon in such a strange way, as if he's only saying Vertlach. This was a 1% of the Vilna Gaon, 99% they left out. You look at the Virag Ro all over, it's not Vertlach, it's a real Pshatim. The Vilna Gaon always like Poshim Pshat. Yeah, come up with his for sure is only because the Tanoim are going to make it in. Avodah Zarah Matamik Anida. So she's already using that expression now. Derech Noshim Li have the. That's her way of saying I have the Avodah Zarah. I'm sitting on the Avodah Zarah. Yeah. They knew all the din of the Rabbanim. Yeah. The name of one of the children was Yisachar. That's a question. How do you pronounce the name Yisachar? Tzita Yisafrenka has a tshuva. I think he quotes there's a Rashi in Dibra Yomim that says that Yisachar, Rashi and Dibra Yomim, they say it's not by Rashi. Whoever it is, writes over there, Yisachar is a Kriya Ksiv. So he has the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva about Shemus Gittin. I think Achrenim have a Baal that if there's a name in Tanakh and it's a Kriya Ksiv, you call the person by the Kri. You don't call the person by the name according to the Ksiv. So Ksiv, a Kriya Ksiv, that's Allah al Moshe Messina, that's a Din. But when you write a get, you write according to the Kri. You don't write according to the Ksiv. So then if a person's name is Yisachar, you should spell it with one shin. Yisachar with one shin. I don't know if that's the common practice. Some Rebbes, they have name Yisachar, they spell it with one shin. They don't spell it with two shins. That's the question. What's taka, the correct pronunciation? Do you pronounce it Yisachar? Is it a Kriya Ksiv? Do you pronounce it Yisachar? So some say Yisachar.
It appears as silent. It's now in the Kudos.
Right. We assume that you only pronounce one sin, yeah. Some had the meaning that up until Parshas, where? Up until
Pinchas.
You pronounce it Yisachar, and then after Pinchas you pronounce it Yisachar. Why? Based on a Medrash.
Yov Shimon.
Who was Yov? Who was the son of?
He was the son of one of the Shvatim.
One of the Shvatim had a son, Yov. And then the Medrash says he didn't realize that Yov is a neighbor of an Avodah Zarah. Oh, it was probably Yisachar. It was Yisachar, had a son, Yov. And then when he realized that it's the name of an Avodah Zarah, so he gave a shin from his name, and they called him Yashuv. So from that time on, there in Pinchas, it says the name Yashuv. Earlier it says the name is Yov. So Kozman, the son's name is Yov, the father's name is Yisachar. And after he donated a shin from his name to the son's name should be Yashuv. So he's missing the shin, so his name is Yisachar. The son of Torah Shlema quotes that there are some who always pronounce Yisachar, others always pronounce Yisachar, one shin, and others up until Parshas Pinchas, they call it with two shins, from Pinchas on, they call it with one shin. So the Rav said something about in Valoshin, they had that meaning. I think that's what he said in Valoshin. That meaning up until Pinchas, they say with two shins, and after Pinchas. He didn't have that. I think they told me that in Boston, until Parshas Pinchas, he would have the Balkari say the Pasuk twice. Every time it says Yisachar,
I say it twice. They always do, even after Pinchas.
Even after Pinchas. But that's what they do now.
Yeah.
But is that what Rav Soloveitchik did?
That's what they claimed he did.
I thought, I didn't know. I was never there when they lay. So I thought they told me that up until Pinchas he was laying it twice, and then after Pinchas laying once. Problem. When Yaakov Avinu starts to argue out with his father-in-law Lavan, so he says, "I was such a devoted worker for you. I worked very diligently watching his sheep. He was a shomer for his sheep." So the Gemara in Bava Metzia draws the contrast between Adin Shamachinim and Shamasocha. Shamachinim is a Gabra Bacharikoi. That's where Abchaim has that lashon. His sefer, but it's a lashon from the Gemara. The owner of the property is gone away, so he needs someone to watch over his property. So the shomer only has to watch to the same extent that the balabos himself would watch. So let's say in the summertime, when it's hot, you don't have air conditioning, so you have the windows open in order to get a little fresh air. And then sometimes the person goes down, he lives on the sixth floor in an apartment building, he goes down to pick up the mail at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So he's not going to go lock all the windows, lock all the doors. He's going down for 2 minutes, pick up the mail, going back upstairs. So if someone is a shemachinam, if he's not a kidinat rinchi, he watches to the same extent that the balabas himself would watch, so that's not a violation of pshia. He's only supposed to be gavra b'chari koi, but if he's a shema socher, he's paid money to do the shmiras, so not only is he a shema, then he's a poil. So that's the din we learn from this pasuk. Poil mechuyev lavet b'chol koichoi. That's what the Rambam formulates the din. Shema socher is din ki poil, poil mechuyev lavet b'chol koichoi. So if he goes down to pick up the mail and he comes back upstairs and he sees that someone did a gneiva when he was away. So that's if he's a shemesachar on all the things in the house, then he would be chayiv, because a shemesachar is a poil and poil mechuyev lavet b'chol koichai. You have a din. The Rashbo has the Gemara. I think the Rashbo quotes a Raivin in the first parak in Kiddusha, Daf Yud maybe. The boy gives the girl a ring, says Hari amukudeshesli. No. The girl is holding on to a mashkin for the boy. And she says, "The mashkin that you have, hariyat mukodeshesli." And she doesn't want to marry him, and she's afraid to throw away the mashkin, because she's afraid she'll be held responsible for it. She'll be poshea, she'll be a poshea. So the Rashbo, I think, quotes a Ravid that you see from that Gemara, that why can't she say, "I don't want to be a shemachinim anymore, I don't want to be a shemachinim anymore." They see from that Gemara that if the girl or anybody accepted to be a shamer for a period of time, I agreed to be a shamer for 2 months, so then I can't quit in the middle. Either din is at a pol yachalachza boy b'emtzayim, the pol can quit in the middle. So that's what the Rebbe Kiva Eger on that. There's a simon in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shomrim, where the Shulchan Aruch only has one sif in that simon. They quote this Rashba b'shem Araibin in Kiddush Naf Yud, that a shemachinim can't quit in the middle of this month. Rabbi Kavega there is mitzayin to a machne Ephraim. And what if the person is a shemasochar and he wants to back out from being a shemasochar? So true, he cannot back out from being a shemachinim. That's the Rashbo's right, the Ravid's right from the Gemara. But he can back out from being a shemasochar to lower his status to be a shemachinim, because the shemasochar is dina kipoyel. And a pol yochel achzaboy b'emtzayom. So the shemesachar can always quit in the middle from being a shemesachar. Say, "I'll give you back. You already paid me in advance to watch for a whole month," and he watched for 15 days. "I'm going to give you back half of the salary, and I only want to be a shemachinim mikana labo. I only want to be chayv and pshi. I don't want to be chayv and gneiva." Because the difference between a shemachinim and shemesachar is a poil, so a poil can't quit in the middle. Yeah, how much money do you have to get paid in order to have the status of a shemesachar? So the Shach quotes a Hagos Hashri. Did I get to talk about it the other day? I spoke about it, I forgot already. So the Shach quotes a Hagos Hashri, you have to have a minimum of a pruto. So the Gemara has a machlekes rabbi v'rab Yosef, or the shemer aveda, is a shemachinim only a shemesachar. So Pashto says, "Only a shemachinim. The Torah requires I should pick it up. I pick it up. I'm not getting paid any salary, so I'm a shemachinim." So the Gemara says, "No. One opinion is a shemesachar, and a machlok is a rishonim how we should paskin the shemaved shemesachar or not. So why should it be a shemesachar?" The Gemara says, "Because of the pruta of Rabbi Yosef. Yosef ben mitzvah patam and a mitzvah when he's busy picking up the aveda, shaking out the aveda, If it's a sweater, he has to shake it out every so often. So an ani may come then, and he'll be hoisig mimetz, but potter man amitz will be potter from giving tzedakah to the young. So you see, so the agososh, we said, see, for that gemara, you have to make a minimum of a pruta. Even though he's a shamasacha for 5 years. Shamasacha for 5 years. Gets a millionth of a penny every day. But since he gets paid a shavah pruta for the whole 5 years, so it's dinik shamasacha. So the pashta is because that's the din of schiris poilim. That schiris poilim, the balabai says, mukhiv to pay the salary to the work, to the employees, only if it's a shavah pruta or above. Such a Rashi in Kiddushin. The Gemara talks about is a machlekes hatanoim, whether schiris ain't a mishtalem is early the besof, or yeshem is schiris ben tchila v'yatsof. Let's say the painter is going to paint the whole apartment, and I obligated myself to pay him $7,000 to paint the whole apartment. $7,000 I pay, he waves the paintbrush 5 billion times. Till he paints the whole apartment. So do you say, "Schiris ainim shtav emes, ainless schiris ela lebesof, ainless schiris ela lebesof"? You become when he does the makush achram, when he finally finishes all of the work, then I can machuyev to pay him the $7,000. So do you say no? Rashi writes, every pruta, you have to figure out how many times does he have to wave his arm in order to 5 billion times. And at $7,000, you have to calculate how many times does he have to wave his brush to paint that it should add up to a shavah pruta as well. So Rashi and Kedushin writes, called pruta, pruta. That's what the pashtus is, that the Torah, there is a chiyuv mamon that the Torah imposes. No lach sub about Torah, then there's a chiyuv mamon that the person accepts upon himself. No lach sub about Torah. So the pashtus is, If I borrow a halfpenny from you, I buy today a penny is less than a shavah pruta. If I borrow a penny, if I buy a candy and the candy costs a penny is less than a shavah pruta, I am chayiv to pay you. It's chayiv midas is chal even on less than a shavah pruta. If it's a chayiv moment that the Torah imposes, then the Torah chayiv al mazik, something like that. So pachas b'shavah pruta, the Torah doesn't impose a chayiv moment. So from the fact that Rashi writes called pruta pruta by schiris peyalim, would appear from Rashi that the chiyuv schiris poilim is a chiyuv that the Torah imposes. It's not that the balabais, the employer, accepted upon himself an obligation to pay the employees out of the goodness of his heart. He doesn't have to accept upon himself. The Torah imposes it. It's a difference in attitude. The employer, out of the goodness of his heart, accepted upon himself. By what goodness? The Torah says the employer has to pay the employee. Chiyuv that the Torah imposes. Yeah.
When he's working, and Tosin and Nivon says, if you hold Davish and Mom already made, you can't imagine how to find Davish and Mom, then how could a person say, sorry me, how you're working me today, but I need to do a full call Makhala? How can you do such a thing as a Mas Masha Kazuator? And he says, no, but that's a Hitchhiker's Midanus.
They said, that's not a Masha Kazuator, because it's a Hitchhiker's Midanus, right? So that's the question, is that really so? But the schiris poilim is a hischaivis midas, or is it a chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes? So this Rashi in Kiddushin writes, if you hold yesh in the schiris mitchila v'atsof, Rashi writes, called pruta pruta. Sounds that the chiyuv moment is a chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes. The Torah only imposes it to the minimum amount of a shavu pruta, like that agos ashri. The shach quotes an agos ashri aloha, that to become a shemes socha, you have to have a shavu pruta or above. The thing is that the Rashi and Abed Zora on the same topic, where the Yeshen L'Schiris Mitchil V'Atzof, Ein L'Schiris L'Alevasov, Rashi writes the same Lashon, but he doesn't write called Pruta Pruta. He writes called Purta Upurta. Every bit of work that he does is Mechayev the Baal Bais to pay. So it could be that the Rashi got to check the Kisrayan. He should check maybe one of them is a misprint. Maybe he should say called Purta Purta instead of called Pruta Pruta.
Isn't there a midrash that the door mabul they violated that they stole less than the shavah pruta?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's isn't that a milva sheinik suv batorah?
What gezel?
Yeah,
gezel is milva suv batorah. The Torah imposes. Gara doesn't want to pay back.
I know, but
the Torah imposes
a
chiyuv. That's not steal,
you got to pay. It's not. I thought milva suv batorah is one which I wouldn't have known without the Torah.
No, what it means, the Torah imposes the chiyuv, bal korcha. Pinyin Ben, Gezel, Mazik, Choyfa. Yeah. Torah imposes the chiv. He didn't accept
it's
the
not more than Mamoni Gaboch.
Mamoni Gaboch, that you don't need any psukim at all. That's, let's say, Shabbos Avirat. I still have it. Let's say I stole the Pogon Shabbat and I spent it. I don't have it. I have it. I have to give it back. It's Mamish's.
I thought the point of the Midrash was that these things they wouldn't have to give back.
Right.
So, but they do.
They stole the Pogon Shabbat and then they spent it. They ate it. So the Torah doesn't oppose a chi imam and amas and a shavu puta. So the Rambam writes this Gemara. The Gemara talks about the difference between Hashem Achinim and Hashem Masochah. Hashem Masochah is not enough, not to kid and not to re-inshi. Not to kid and not to re-inshi. That's by Hashem Achinim, is a gaber b'charikoi, just to take the place of the owner. Hashem Masochah has to watch more. So the Gemara says, Yankim Avinu was Hashem Masochah. That's why he is a bayam achalani chor vekerach baloyv. And the Rambam quotes it, Hechaz chiras poyalim. Apol mechuyev lavet b'chol koicha. So the Teretz is not a steer. The difference between Hashem Masochah and Hashem Achinim is because Hashem Masochah is a poil. Because he's salaried, the Shavu Pruta or above. So that's why he has the deal. I remember I once wrote it by Torah for the Beis Yitzchok. I quoted verbatim the Loshan of Rambam. Rambam writes, Shavu Yankev hatzadik omar ha'isi ba'yom achalani chor. So the editor thought that I made up that Loshan. So he corrected it. Instead of Yankev hatzadik, about Yankev Avinu. And he printed it like that. The Rambam write a funny Loshan. Rambam writes Yankev HaTzadik Amar, Ha'isi Be'yam Achal Anichor. Why didn't Rambam write Yankev Avinu? I don't know. Okay, so what's this Shabbos? There's going to be a minion here.